Your grace, friends, thank you, Indijit, as always, for your wisdom and your warmth. On behalf of all of us, may I thank, first of all, our host, Your Grace, the Archbishop of Canterbury, to you, to Guy Wilkinson and the Lambeth staff, for hosting this event, as so many others. And we thank you, Your Grace, for your personal leadership of so many interfaith matters in this country, and we salute you. May I express our thanks to Harriet Crabtree and all involved in the Interfaith Network for bringing this about. And of course, again, with Indijit, may I echo how lovely it is to see Brian Pierce here, whose own smile is the best advertisement I know of for good feeling between the faiths. Thank you, Brian, for all you did. And finally, to thank the Secretary of State, John Denham, who has shown an outstanding depth of understanding and engagement with this issue. And we thank you for your commitment and your concern. And finally, to all of you for being here today. Friends, it's hard to make peace between faiths. As you probably know, it's sometimes hard to make peace within faiths. Do you have the same problem we do, or is it only Jewish? And of course, I will never forget the occasion when, as a rabbi, I tried on the eve of our holiest day, the Day of Atonement, that night. It's a day of forgiveness and reconciliation, and two members of the congregation had been estranged for 25 years and hadn't spoken, and just at that holy moment I thought it was a great occasion to bring them together, and finally, reluctantly, they agreed, and they met in the middle of the synagogue, and they shook hands, and one said to the other, "I wish you all you wish me." And the other one turned to me and said, "You see, again he's starting with me." It's hard, but goodness me, it's necessary. Why is it necessary? We know why. Because the good news about faith is it creates community. It turns a lot of eyes into a we. That's the good news. The bad news about faith is that it often divides between communities. Because for every us, there is a them, the people not like us. And that means the power and the danger of faith go hand in hand. What makes Britain unusual, and I'm sure many of you have found this, I travel a lot around the world, and I think the degree to which we work together, collectively, at the friendship between faiths, has no equal in any country I've visited, and the closeness of that friendship has made a significant difference to the climate of tolerance in this country. There is work yet to be done. Everywhere I look, from local supermarkets to university campuses, I am beginning to see the politicization of our public spaces. Bans, boycotts, sit-ins, protests, and various other forms of intimidation. Taking conflicts which are a long way away from here and importing them into Britain, dividing community from community, instead of what we should be doing, which is exporting our example and experience of coexistence and mutual respect from Britain to conflict zones elsewhere. I think that situation today is very dangerous, and that is what Interfaith Week is about, showing that there can be another one. I would like to see if we could, out of this wonderful Interfaith Week, begin to think about an ongoing program of events throughout the country, celebrating our shared citizenship, our collective responsibility for the future of freedom in this country, and our shared commitment to the common good. I believe, I hope not controversially, that we should include within this embrace secular humanists who are respectful to faith, even if they cannot always share it. All the great challenges of the 21st century have one thing in common. Whether we look at violence or terror or global warming or economic recession or political instability, these are not zero-sum games in which one side wins and the other side loses. The truth is, from violence, from terror, from instability, from climate change, we all lose. Our destinies are interconnected and our fates are intertwined. Friends, I believe God is bigger than religion, because not all of us share the same faith, but every one of us shares the same image, God's image. So in these dangerous times, let us work together for the good of this country and for good of the world, because though we may not share a faith, we and our children and our grandchildren will certainly share a fate. May God bless us all. Thank you.